Ever notice how when you step into a new office or a new workplace or whatever, you can just like feel the vibe,
Oh, yeah, totally.
whether it's good or bad, you know, like there's this energy.
Like you can cut it with a knife sometime.
Yeah, exactly. Today we're going to deep dive into what creates that feeling,
That culture.
that culture. We're looking at specifically leadership and employee relationships, and we're pulling some awesome stuff from Dim's Real Solutions podcast, Workplace
Oh,
Matters.
yeah, I love them.
Have you heard of them before?
Yeah, I've listened to a few of their episodes. I think this was episode two, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, episode two.
Yeah, really interesting stuff.
Yeah. And you know what I really liked about this one?
What's that?
They go beyond just the perks, you know?
Oh, like the ping pong tables and
The
the.
the free snacks and all that superficial
Yeah,
stuff.
they dive deeper.
And they focus on this idea of psychological safety. And I think that's what really creates a healthy workplace.
Yeah, I think the ping pong tables are nice, don't get me wrong, but
So,
yeah. Psychological safety, though, that really gets to the heart of it.
okay, so break that down for me, though. What is psychological safety?
So think about it like this. If you're at work, right, and you feel totally comfortable taking a risk or sharing a new idea, or even admitting when you screw up, you know,
Oh, yeah.
without the fear of somebody judging you
Right.
or, you know, getting penalized,
Yeah.
that's psychological safety.
So, like, I feel safe to share my ideas and be myself.
Yeah. And the episode makes this connection between that feeling and leadership. Like the style of leadership really impacts that feeling.
So, it's not just about the boss being like a nice person, you know?
Exactly.
You have to create that space where it's okay to like not know everything.
Totally. And to be open about that, you know, like
Yeah.
admitting, hey, I don't have all the answers, that vulnerability thing.
Right.
The podcast actually had this really interesting example of
Right.
leaders who will openly share about times they messed up.
Oh, wow.
Like they'll talk about their own past mistakes. And it's amazing. It makes such a difference for the team. People see that and they feel like, okay, it's okay for me to make mistakes too.
I could see that. Like it humanizes them in a way.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, is there a danger of being too hands off? Like, where's the line between trust and accountability? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good question. That's the balance every leader has to find.
Right.
And the episode talks about that too. It's not like psychological safety means no accountability, not at all.
Okay.
It's more about making feedback helpful, not like punishing, you know?
Right.
Mistakes happen. They're like learning moments, not something to freak out about.
Yeah, that makes sense. But it's not just about the leader, right? Like we all have coworkers.
Oh, absolutely.
How we treat each other matters too.
Huge. It's like this ripple effect, you know?
Yeah.
Workplace Matters uses this term, peer-to-peer psychological safety. So
Peer
cool.
peer.
Yeah. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable supporting each other, sharing what they know, offering help without feeling like they're competing or being judged. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That reminds me of this one time I was really struggling with this project, and a colleague of mine, they just jumped in to help
Oh, it's great.
without me even asking. And it made such a difference, you know?
Absolutely.
Not just to the project, but like my whole outlook
I bet.
on coming to work,
Yeah.
you know? It made me feel so much better.
It's huge. And it's something companies can actively encourage too. The episode even gave some examples, like those peer recognition programs, you know, where coworkers can acknowledge each other.
Court.
And they talked about team building activities, the kind that focuses on everyone working together, not like a competition.
Yeah, I've been part of some pretty cutthroat team building exercises.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is more about lifting each other up, celebrating each other's wins.
So it's like supporting your colleagues is actually good for everyone, not like a threat to your own success.
Yeah. It all comes back to the leader, though. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, how so?
The episode made this point. Leaders who like model that respectful communication, you know, they really listen to their team, they get feedback, and they value collaboration over just individual achievement. That sets the tone for everything.
Wow, that's powerful.
Isn't it?
So it's not just about the leader like setting the rules from the top. It's about them creating the space for everyone to thrive together.
Yes. A healthy workplace isn't just luck, it takes work. Leaders and employees, everyone working together.
I love that. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm going to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
Think about your workplace. What one little thing, just one small change, could make the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's you being more open about your challenges. Maybe it's taking a minute to really celebrate a coworker's success.
That's a good one.
Whatever it is, just remember, small changes, they can have a big impact.
That ripple effect.
Yeah. Exactly. And it can make work a lot more enjoyable for everybody.
Yeah.
And hey, if you want to learn more about all this stuff, you should definitely check out the full Workplace Matters podcast. They've got a lot of great episodes. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
See you next time.
Bye.